Hi.
I was saying this is like old home week here. So many voices of people I haven't talked to in months, and
Yeah.
I'm really thrilled that you guys are taking some time out. I'm going to do my best to make this fun and enjoyable and educational and inspiring. And boy, that's a high standard. We're setting the bar high. We're setting the bar high tonight, folks.
Darren from Vegas made it in.
Hey, Darren.
How you doing?
That was your email I got today?
Yeah, my diatribe.
Yes, thank you for your diatribe. I appreciate your bearing your soul.
Oh, it's harsh. I hate those introspective things. It took me forever to do it.
That's right. That's right. Some of the best stuff takes the longest, right?
But it's done.
Anybody else want to say hello? We're going to get started here rather quickly.
Yeah. Hi, Mitch. This is Kathy Garland.
Oh, hi, Kathy.
How are you doing?
Oh, good. In
Good.
fact, I want to talk to you about how Chicago went.
Oh, yeah.
I look
Okay.
forward to it.
Sounds good.
So, in about 30 seconds or so, we're going to get started. And here's what I'm going to ask you to do, because I want to spend the first 20 minutes or so sharing some things with you about this next new game. And why I'm playing it. And I have one of my partners on the phone. Actually, we have quite a few of our partners on the phone here today. Shirley, you're on the inside line?
Yes, I am.
I trust. Okay. And so, in about 30 seconds or so, I'm going to step away so that we can record this call. So for those people who couldn't make the call, then they'll have a chance to hear it. But for those of you who are on the call, we're going to make this really as special as we possibly can. And so until I step away, and when I step away, I'm going to just leave it in Shirley's hands for 30 seconds so I can get the tape going. In the meantime, if you want to go on mute, you can go on mute by just hitting the number 6 on your keypad. You don't have to hit star. When I come back, we will put this in moderator mode so that if there is background noise, we'll be muting it. And then, we will leave plenty of time. We'll open it up for questions if you have questions or clarifications. Now, if you're not near a computer, and you can get near a computer, probably not a bad idea because I'm going to share some models that we actually have on the online. You can access them. If you're not near a computer, don't worry about it. I'll be able to describe most of these for you. Okay? So, any last people want to say hi who haven't said hello yet?
Hi, this is Siwing Jones from
Siwing.
Warnow, Virginia.
Hi, Siwing.
Hi.
Hello, hello, hello. Okay, anybody else before I step away here?
Yes, hi, Mitch. It's Sabine Lupin from Mountain View, California. First time online.
Nice to have you.
Thank you,
Very
Mitch.
nice to have you. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to step away now for about 30 seconds. And I will be back, and then when I come back, we'll officially start the program. All righty?
Okay, that sounds great, Mitch.
In there.
Okay, there were several people that came on whenever Mitch was talking. Excuse me. So, would you please announce yourself and where you're from?
Ray Henry, New York.
Nice to have you on the call.
Hi,
Nice to
this is
be on.
Lorraine from Seattle.
Hello, Lorraine. Nice to have you on the call.
Hi, Shirley. Thank you.
I'm Sabine Lupin from Mountain View, California.
Well, welcome to the call, Mountain View, California. Where's that?
View, California. Silicon Valley.
Okay, I'm in California too, so I was just wondering where it was.
I'm just pulling my leg. Well, luckily I'm sitting.
Oh, okay.
All right, Shirley. I'm all
back. Okay.
Ewing from Warnow, Virginia.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
So I'm going to put us in moderator mode now, and then I'm going to make sure, Shirley, that you're still there.
Okay.
Okay, Shirley, you still there?
I am.
Okay, terrific. First and foremost, I want to say thank you to all of you for making the time tonight to be with us. I recognize and acknowledge that next to your health and your well-being, your time is your most precious resource. And so, once you trade it, you never get it back. So I feel a big responsibility tonight to be a good steward of your time and to give you value, whatever you choose to decide to do from here on out, and just to do a little bit of a flight check so that you know you're in the right place. Tonight's call, we're going to talk about what I call the next new game. And for those of you who got my email, obviously all of you did, I'm not big on challenges. I've never been big on challenges. I've never been motivated by challenges. Might seem odd, but just the way I am. Yet, I was kind of overwhelmed the last couple of weeks, and I decided that it would be nice if I had a challenge, something to kind of get me back into the flow after spending 10 long years as a full-time stay-at-home dad. And I have been working, so those of you who think I've been loafing for 10 years, I just want to clear the air right up front. So tonight I want to share with you a couple of things, and Shirley Benton, who is on the line with me, who is both my partner and my friend for well over a decade now, and I asked Shirley to be on the call because Shirley is already in this game. She is winning the game. She is one of the key teammates on our team, one of the leaders, one of the coaches. And she's got an interesting story of her own. Shirley, would you like to say hello to everybody?
Yes. Hello, everyone. It's so glad that you could make it this evening. And hopefully we can give you some great information that you will be able to take it as far as you want to go.
Yeah. And Shirley and I first met, God, it was maybe 12 years ago.
Yeah, it probably has been, Mitch.
And we've remained friends for that period of time, and we've also been business partners in some different ventures. And so what I would like to do tonight is I want to cover some things about money, all right? So for those of you who came here thinking that this might be a sales pitch or this might be a way for us to recruit you into something, I want you to put that out of your mind, okay? In fact, I'm gonna make it easy for you, and I'm going to start off tonight with a model. And it's a very powerful model. And the reason I want to start here is because for any good choice or decision in life that you make, you have to make that choice or decision in the present. And what I've discovered over the years for myself, and it's true for most of the people that I meet, is that the biggest challenge of making good choices, whatever those choices are, whatever aspect of life it might be, is all the baggage that we bring from the past choices that we've made, and particularly choices that relate to choices that we're making today. So if you've ever bought a car and you've had a bad experience and you go buy a car, that bad experience is lingering in the back of your mind. It's there. For some of us, it actually gets imprinted in our DNA, and then we pass it along to our kids, you know, and then they carry it forward. If you've had a great experience with, let's say, buying a house, that great experience carries forward into the future. And we have a model that I'm going to share with you. And the reason I'm sharing it with you is for two reasons. Number one is, you can use this powerful model in your work, whatever your work is, if you're self-employed, if you're employed, if you run a business, if you own a business, whatever it is that you do, whenever you deal with another human being, if you use this model either consciously or directly or indirectly, it can have a profound effect on how you clear the past of somebody's bad experiences. And when you can clear the past, you can have them present for you. And when they're present for you, people can make good choices. They can make good decisions, and they can hear what you're actually saying. So if you're near a computer, this model is at thenewgame.com/SR, like stimulus response, SR.JPG. So that's thenewgame.com/SR for stimulus response .JPG. And you're going to see a slide that comes up. So if you're not near a computer or if you're listening to this after the session, just go ahead and get to your computer and you'll see this come up. And if you're not near a computer, what I want you to do is I want you to draw a large S on the left side with an arrow to a large R on the right side of your paper. Okay. And although this doesn't have a whole lot to do with the next new game, it sets the foundation for you to kind of suspend your disbelief, leave your past notions at the door, put the past experience where it belongs, which is in the past, and just as if you have had, you know, a bad meal doesn't stop you from going out again. If you've ever gone to a bad movie, it doesn't stop you from going out again. If many people get into make investments, it doesn't stop them from making future investments. How do you do that? Here's the model. It's called the stimulus response model. If you want to change the game, if you want to alter the context of every single conversation that you have, this model will do it for you. And what it suggests is very simply this, that whenever you present yourself, you are a stimulus. And how you speak, what you say, how you say it, how you look when you say it, how you remind people of something when you say it, all right, you are the stimulus. And between the stimulus, whatever it is that you create for people when you interact with them, and their response, there's a gap. And I call it the decision gap. And in between stimulus and response, that decision gap could be literally a fraction of a second. In some cases, it could be a nanosecond. Or it could be years, literally, that some people, they get a stimulus, and they don't respond to it for years later. And I could tell you my own story is an example of that. I'll share a little of that with you tonight. Here's the critical thing. If you are a stimulus, or you present a stimulus that takes people back in time to some past experience, even if it reminds them ever so slightly of a past experience that they had that was not a good experience, your stimulus is going to not cause a response, it's going to cause a reaction. And you've experienced this, I've experienced this, we've all experienced this, where when you create a stimulus and you see people not respond in the present based on what you're talking about or what you're presenting right there, they're responding to or really reacting to a memory, something that happened in the past. And if that's the case, if you're creating a stimulus that causes people to go back in time and react, the game is over. Whatever game you're playing, more than likely the game is over right then and there. And the reason is because people cannot make a good choice, a good decision about anything, whether it's a dinner, whether it's a business, a career, an investment, relationships even, if they're stuck in the past. Because that past, that baggage from the past, clouds their ability to make a clear decision in the present. How do you get rid of that? Well, you can't really get rid of it. But what you can do is you can bracket off the past from the present. And the way that you do that is you change the stimulus. Most of us have been either taught, schooled, educated, trained to try to control other people's responses. And the problem with that is that you can never know how another person is going to respond. All you can control is the stimulus. So what's important about this model for you personally is for you to embrace it and embrace it from the perspective that if you're making a choice or a decision and that decision in any way is clouded by the past, it's important for between stimulus and response, that decision gap, for you to make a decision based on the present circumstances, not based on that past memory. And if that's the case, then you will make a respond to stimuli, and you won't get stuck in that knee-jerk automatic reaction mode, where when somebody presents something that reminds you of a bad experience, you automatically go into spasm, and you can actually even feel it in your body. And instead of responding calmly in the present, instead of looking at the circumstances as they are today, different from the past, you automatically go back in time and you react. And when you react, you are out of control. the past is controlling you. On the other hand, if you can take that 3 seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 20, whatever, and if you have teenagers, it might be 20 minutes between stimulus and response, and you respond in the present, amazing things will happen for you personally. You'll be calmer. You'll make better choices. You'll be able to bracket the past, the decisions that didn't work out. They won't get in the way. Now, if you want to use this model to impact other people and literally alter the context of your conversations, not to mention if you're in business, alter the prospecting methodologies that you use to take care of unhappy customers who had a bad experience in the past, you can use this model. And here's the key. If you want to alter people's response, change your stimulus. Change your stimulus. And if you're using the same stimulus, if you're saying the same thing, if you're sending the same information, if you're creating your resume in the very same way and it's getting the same kind of response or reaction, change the stimulus. Tonight, what I want to do, and with Shirley's help and some of the help maybe even from some of you, is to alter the stimulus. We want to change the game tonight. And we want to give you the ground to create a new response, a new choice, based on what is today, not based on what was yesterday, last week, last month, last year. And for some of us, I know it was true for me. I was a millionaire at 32 and lost $3.5 million in 2 years, 24 months, and was literally beyond dead broke at 34. That memory of losing that kind of money, that stuck with me for so long, I can't even begin to tell you how many years it took for me to unhinge myself from that bad experience and be able to make better choices without the cloud of that losing that a massive amount of money standing in the way, from self-esteem issues to not feeling deserving and worthy, all right? And truthfully, you know, as the old saying goes, it's not what happens to you. It's what you do about what happens to you. It's how you respond to what happens to you. And you'll notice that quote doesn't say it's how you react to what happens to you. It's how you respond. And the difference is huge. So tonight, what I'd love for you to do is I'd love for you to kind of bracket off anything that you've experienced in the past. Be present with us for the next 40 minutes or so while we share some interesting strategies with you, talk about the next new game. I'm going to share with you why I'm playing this game, why I've chosen to play it with the people I'm playing it with, how this game fits into your overall money model, why we picked the team we picked, and what you can do if you care to join us in this journey, what the next step for you would be if you care to go forward with us. And if you don't, that's absolutely fine, because tonight we're going to give you some new distinctions, at least that will help you to reframe your own personal game. Now, Shirley, what I would love to do is if you could maybe just give – most of these people know me or know of me, and just maybe a short background on yourself and where you came out of before you became self-employed, just so they have an idea of a little bit about you.
Okay. Well, I had a 20-year career in traditional corporation world, and I worked for a very, very good company, and I had actually risen to to be a vice president, an executive vice president. And it was a good company. I had great experiences. It wasn't that I had a bad taste in my mouth about the corporate world. I actually loved it and enjoyed what I was doing, liked the people that I worked with and everything. But it was like one day I woke up and I thought, is this all there is? And I was running myself ragged because I was in the rat race. And even though I enjoyed it, I didn't really have a life outside that, even though I was married and had children. My children had grown up basically with me being gone an awful lot of that time, and I justified it by saying, well, the quality of the time is what's really important. It's not necessarily the quantity of time. Well, that was just what I told myself to get through those times, because that's not true. I don't think anything can ever take the place of quantity when you're talking about your relationships with your children and also your husband. So I took a big jump, and I didn't do it overnight. It took me a while to get myself in a position to where this is what I decided to do. But I left the corporate world when I was at the top, actually. I wasn't going to be president or CEO of the company. I knew that. But I left it, and I jumped into something totally different than I had ever done before. And it has been absolutely wonderful new life for me. I work out of my home, and I've made more money than I could have ever made in the corporate world, even if I had been the president. So it's been a wonderful experience for me, very challenging at times, but very rewarding in so many ways that I can't even tell you now. So that's basically what my background is.
And how long you've been doing this now? How long have you been essentially self-employed?
It's been about 12 years.
Uh-huh.
And it's just been a wonderful experience. I just can't say enough about the personal growth that I've had as a result, the income that I've made, just being able to have control of my life and my time. It's just a whole new world for me.
What I want to hitchhike off of that, because I did a similar thing 27 years ago, and I could only stand about 3 months of corporate America. I worked in the Garment Center of New York, and I was making cold calls in 1978, And for those of you who have seen me tell the story live, I was selling something in the Garment Center that nobody wanted to buy. I made 5,000 cold calls, and I didn't sell one product. It was a fax machine in 1978, and nobody wanted a fax machine. And so, in fact, you couldn't buy one. You had to buy two because, you know, who are you going to fax to? And so I got out and got into business for myself, and I found that over the years, for me personally, it's not true for everybody, but for me personally, this kind of independence was really what I was looking for. And this year, I personally celebrate my 20th year working out of my house. I gave up my business offices in 1986, which I had a financial planning practice, to go home and work. So I'm 20 years as a home worker, if you will. And tonight, what I want to talk to you about is money. I want to talk to you about more than money, but I want to talk to you about money. All right, and I want to talk about the game of money and what I call the new game of money, and why what we're going to describe to you tonight, in my estimation, is the new game of money. And how do you play this new game of money when the odds are so heavily, heavily stacked against you? You all know, I don't have to describe for you the massive change that's going on in the world and the economics of our society. When you consider that job security is 3.5 years, that's the average lifespan of a job today. For those of us who grew up in a dependent age, life was pretty much you got a job, you stayed with the job. Then we moved into the independent age, and people like me went into business for themselves, Shirley went into business, everybody wanted to be independent. And so the great dream went from home ownership to home business ownership. Everybody wanted to be independent, and they wanted to have their own business. Only about 5% of the people who have gone into business have been able to stay in business for 10 years or more. In fact, if you look at the Fortune 500, if you look at the Dow Jones Industrials, all right, these things turn over every 10, 15, 20 years, 60, 70% of the companies. There's only one company around at the start of the 21st century that was around at the start of the 20th century, General Electric. No other company made it through the century. So the economics of the game of money have changed. And there are three ways that you make money. We all know this, all right, but I want to review this because it's central to the theme of what we're going to talk about here tonight. There's active income, there's passive income, and there's residual income. Active income, very simple, you trade your time for money. We all do that. Now, I will tell you that having worked self-employed for 27 years and worked with literally tens of thousands of people, working with them, coaching them, training them, very few of us are achieving the kind of market value that we're capable of. Most of us know the statistics are only tapping into maybe 10%, 15% of our mental capacity. Well, if that's true, is it conceivable that you may only be tapping 10 to 15% of your market capacity? I would submit and argue that it is true. Now, even if you're at 50% of your market capacity, which you would be probably one of the rare birds actually getting paid 50% of what your capability was, you still have another 100% that you could double your income or double your market value. So when it comes to active income, very few of us are playing the game at the level that we're capable of. So tonight, we're not going to talk much about that. We are going to hold other courses and classes about how you can generate more active income. For those of you who are new to the new game, we'll give you ways in which you can access some reports and such. But our whole philosophy here at the new game is that you have huge upside potential in your active income if you could somehow find out what's in the way and move it aside. And we have some ways to do that, and that we'll talk about in some future calls. So active income, the question you want to ask yourself, in my opinion, is how can I improve my market value consistently 20 to 25% a year? All right? And if you can do that, within 3 years, you're going to double your income. And it's very conceivable that you can do that because most of us are performing well under our market value. In fact, I'll leave you with this and we'll move on to the next one. Think about your job if you work for a company. And if you work for yourself, it's the same exact thing. Most of the time, companies hire people and they shrink the capability of the human to fit the job. They don't go the other way. If we really wanted to get more out of people, what we would do is we would expand the job to reach the capacity of a person doing the job. We wouldn't diminish the value of the human just to fit the job. I shared this with one of Jack Welch's senior vice presidents at General Electric. I happened to meet him on an airplane. And I asked him how he hired and recruited people. And they do it just like every other company does it. And I said, imagine how different recruiting would be. Imagine how different performance and productivity would be if instead of you trying to fit a person, in most cases, to fit them by reducing their capacity into the job, imagine if you took the job and expanded the job to fit the value of the person, and you told that person to give as much as they possibly could to the job, and if the job was too restrictive, to do more than what the job told them to do. You would have a transformation in business instantly, because people would now enhance and enlarge the job to fit people. If you are doing whatever job you're doing right now, if you want to be worth more, stop holding yourself back based on the criteria of the job and bring more to the value of that job than that job demands. And just by the value, extra value you bring, you'll have to improve your market value. That's active income. And we'll talk again in a future class about how you can dramatically boost your active income. The second kind of income is passive income. Passive income is where your money works for you. So instead of you trading time for money, and when you stop trading time for money, the money stops, you have assets, real estate, stocks, bonds, investments of all kinds. All right. Maybe you have intellectual property that creates passive income. The internet is the hot passive income medium these days, obviously. Everybody wants to sit at home in their underwear and make money. All right? And the truth is, like, 1% of the people who have internet presence on as far as businesses are concerned, who don't have offline businesses, about 1% of them make a full-time living. So don't believe all the hype that all you have to do is plug it in, sit back, and watch your new money machine vacuum up money from every corner of the globe. Nothing could be further from the truth. And so, you know, beware of the influence peddler who is trying to convince you that they have the newest, greatest widget, the greatest internet marketing strategy. Passive income is wonderful. In fact, passive income was the kind of income that most of us rely upon to achieve that magical state of being called financial independence. And when you consider that when I started 27 years ago in financial planning, which was my first business, 1978, 5% of Americans, don't know what it was in other countries, 5% of Americans were financially independent. One was wealthy, and four were able to maintain their current standard of living without having to work. That was 1978. The latest statistics, 2003, 2004, the number now has dropped 2%. Now, think about this. If you were handicapping a horse race and you wanted to bet on a horse and that horse had 49-1 odds, how much money would you lay on that horse? Unless you were just a real risky player, in which case maybe you'd bet the ranch. In that case, you know, you'd have a long shot, and if that long shot came in the money, well, chances are good you'd make a killing. However, is that the way that you want to bank your financial future? Just a couple of absolutely astounding statistics when you really look at this whole situation. Things have changed so radically that now 79% of all U.S. public pension plans are underfunded and will never be funded. 1,100 pension plans affecting 15 million people are currently $353 billion short. Will never make up that money. So there's 15 million people just in these 1,100 pension plans who are unlikely to see their full pension, and who knows how much of a reduced pension. Baby boomers are essentially approaching retirement now with very little in their savings. Their equity portfolios essentially have been demolished in many cases. Pension funds are now almost a thing of the past. There's very few companies that are starting up that are starting with pensions. And here's the worst part. I know that sounds pretty dreary, but here's the worst part. Corporations are not producing profits. They're producing consumption and compensation, meaning companies are getting bought up and their assets are getting consumed. And those assets then are being spread around in many cases to the executives. And so you have a small group of people who are reaping windfall profits, in many cases at the expense of the company. And when you consider that within about 10 years, if not less, the baby boomers are going to start to hit retirement, essentially this is a ticking time bomb, and there's about 10 years left on the clock for those of us who are in the baby boom generation. And it's conceivable that the vast majority of baby boomers will never retire. I wrote a report a number of years ago why 8 out of 10 baby boomers will work forever and why 20% will have incomes below the poverty line. And that was from NYU economist Edward Wolf. He said that retirement wealth for people between 47 and 64 years old shrank 11% between 1983 and 1990. I'm sorry, between 1983 and 2000. So you had the biggest boom in economic history, and yet that biggest boom in economic history shrank the average net worth of retirees from $133,000 to $110,000. And about 20% of all 47-year-olds anticipating that they will have incomes below the poverty line at retirement. I mean, it's truly a seismic shift in our entire economy. And so it's critical that you have some kind of asset base, because if you don't have passive assets, if you don't have some kind of real estate, if you don't have investments, if you don't have whatever assets you choose to live off of, then essentially, more than likely, you're going to continue working. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, I believe that retirement has been kind of overblown a little bit. And one of my mantras is, don't think retirement, think rehirement. Because even if you did have enough money to be financially independent, it's unlikely you would stop working forever. There, you would want to do something. Now, here's the interesting part of this, is that very few people can accumulate $1 million to become a millionaire. That seemed to be the magical threshold in the past, was to become a millionaire. And if you became a millionaire, obviously, it signified a certain kind of prestige, but it also signified that $1 million in the bank in 1978, when interest rates in the bank were 5%, for those of you who can actually remember this, you could earn $50,000 a year. So it made sense in that economic marketplace to accumulate assets, because safe, conservative interest off of those assets would be more than enough to live on without having to dip into your principal. And one of the tenets of financial planning, and one of the prime strategies that we talked about with our clients, was dollar cost averaging. In other words, every month you take $100 or $200 or $300 and you drop it into some diversified portfolio of investments. And if you did that for 25 years, chances are good you would become financially independent no matter what the market did, if it went up or it went down, because you'd be buying all along the way and you'd be consistent. In fact, today, the people that we started 25 years ago in mutual funds at $100 a month, for those people who stayed on that path, just $100 a month, every single one of them today is financially independent. Because that $100 a month over 25 years in a fairly expansive economy grew to a sizable sum of money. And let's say that money grew to $1 million today for somebody, just arbitrarily. Now think about how much that $1 million can kick off in income today. I don't know what the numbers are, maybe 3%. Shirley, do you have any idea what that would be?
Well, with an account that we have at Smith Barney that is just a passive account, it is 4% at this point. But I think we've got a pretty good deal for that. I mean, it's just in a portfolio that we can use as a checking account. And so that's okay. Very good. That's much.
That's terrific. So essentially, then, looking at that, if that were the case, then that if you had $1 million, it would kick off $40,000 before taxes. All right. Now, of course, when you consider $1 million ain't what it used to be, and when you consider $40,000 doesn't go as far as it did 25 years ago, the erosion of capital and the erosion of market value, called inflation, means that 40 or 50, even if you could get 5%, which many people cannot. Many people are in the 2 or 3% range. I'm talking conservative money. Now, even having $1 million in liquid cash somewhere, unless you're able to get 10%, 8%, or some number, reasonable number, that you could live on, doesn't guarantee financial independence. I know it's astounding to think. When I started 27 years ago, putting my $100 a month away, I could never have imagined one day having $1 million and not being able to live on it. I mean, that's astounding to me. But it's the case for most of us. Now, here's the interesting thing. Most people don't have $1 million. And not everyone can become a millionaire. And that's the cold, hard truth. Yes, there are people that will promise that anybody could become a millionaire if they just follow their system. Well, that may be true that any one or two or three people can, but the truth is that most people cannot become a millionaire and will not become millionaires in terms of liquid assets. However, here's the interesting thing. Anybody can build $1 million residual income, or the residual income of a millionaire. And I would argue that it's much easier to create the residual income of a millionaire than it actually is to become a millionaire. If you think about it, to create the residual income of a millionaire versus becoming a millionaire is a very doable task. And that's the third type of income, residual income. And we've all heard about it. We've all known about it. Many of us have been involved with it. But I want to give you some spins off of this idea of residual income tonight and then explain to you why I set myself up with a challenge in 1 year, actually 1 year from 3 days ago, to become financially interdependent, and why I feel very strongly that I will do it. We found the horse, we found the game, we found the team, and we found the players. But let me share a little bit about this issue of residual income. In the old game of money, you worked hard, you saved a little, you saved as much as you could, you had a pension, you had Social Security, and the odds were still 49-1 that you were going to make it to the finish line. And that's where we stand today. And the vast majority of people over the course of their life that I've ever met, except for a handful who were either entertainers, musicians, best-selling authors, maybe some people in TV syndication, or people that had some real intellectual property that continued to pay them, or maybe possibly in today's new game, the affiliate income that they get from having an affiliate program, very few people had a source of residual income. And most of the people that did, ironically, if you really look at it, those people are the most secure in today's world. Those are the people who today, where job security is a thing of the past, where investment portfolios are very volatile and can't be counted on as they did in the past, the people who are most secure today are the people that have some source of residual income. And so the real security of the past was in your job, in your pension, in your Social Security, and in your assets. Interestingly enough, in the new game, the real security is in none of those things. You have no job security. You have no guaranteed return on investment of your assets. You can't count on your pension. So all the things that I personally grew up with, that I could count on, that I could pretty much bank on, most of those assets, most of those financial instruments are no longer secure, and in many cases, many of them aren't even safe. And that leads us to a major, major shift in what I consider to be the new game of money. In the new game of money, I believe that what people are going to begin to recognize is that building a residual income that they control, that they own, that they have some influence over, is a much safer game to play than the game of playing financial roulette with financial instruments that you most of the time have no control over. And in some cases, actually, it could be argued that those assets are manipulated or those assets are controlled by other people who do not have your best interest at heart. And so the big distinction here about residual income is having other people make you money. There's really two ways that you can generate residual income. One is you have a team of people who are working on your behalf who make you money. And the idea that 1% of 100 people's efforts is more valuable than 100% of your efforts has been an economic mantra for years. So that's one way you can build residual income. Another way you can build residual income is if you have an intellectual asset, such as a book, a course, a training program, or something like that, and you build that residual from, you create it once, and then you get paid over and over and over again. However, that's really not residual income. And the reason it's not residual income is because if next month people stop buying that course, you stop getting money from it. And I've had training programs out now for close to 20 years, and what I find that's interesting is that even though people still buy many of my courses and materials from the 90s and from the early 2000s, I'm continually creating new product, new programs, new courses, new intellectual property, because there's really kind of a statute of limitations. There's very few people who have the luxury of being able to sell 5, 10, 15 years worth of intellectual property over and over and over again. If you have that ability, you should carpe diem and seize that, because you are one of the probably 2% of the people who have the capacity to create a work and get paid over and over and over again.
Mitch?
Yes.
That's true with, it has a shelf life. These products have a shelf life. And even though the material's still good and everything, there's new things that come along, and so people will buy something new. And it's the same thing with a rock star. You can have your biggest rock stars, and they make records, and they're big hits, and they make a lot of money right at first, but then it starts dying down, unless you're like Elvis Presley.
Yeah. And that's a great point. So even this week I'm heading down to Orlando to spend 3 days with Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, and a whole bunch of other people at the Mega Book Marketing Program. We're going to be talking about the new game of publishing down there. And what's interesting is that there's probably no two people on the planet who have had greater success in the book business in terms of the self-development business than Mark and Jack. And yet what's interesting is, even though they could probably stop working, the chances are good they really couldn't, because they kept coming out with new books because they wanted to keep the brand alive. So many people who believe that, you know, they just wrote a couple of books and they sit back and they live off the royalties, it's not really true. They're constantly creating new works to keep the brand alive, to keep people buying, to keep people coming back. And you know what? Creating new work or new works is new work. That's more work. Guess what? That is active income. Now, sure, it's passive income if you can create a work like a book and it, you know, a million people buy it or 100,000 people buy it. However, for most people, the choices of residual income have always been limited. And here's the dilemma. And this is where the stimulus response model, I'm going to ask you to engage it right now. Because when we talk about this next new game, if you've had any experience in the past with this game, it's going to cloud and color your perception of it in the present. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is just remind yourself of that stimulus response model, all right, and bracket off the past, and create the space to hear something different about something that I'm absolutely certain most of you, if not all of you, have heard about before. But I want to give you a really different twist on this, because I believe that this shift in the way that you see things, a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right, can totally transform your outcome. All right? And so here's the next new game. My estimation, the next new game is distribution. Distribution. I wrote an article for the Networking Times magazine about a year ago called Distribution, the Next New Game. All right? And let me explain why I believe distribution is the next new game and why it is so critically important for you, not only in terms of creating another asset source or another income source, that's part of it. But it's also critical for you to gain control of your financial future. You must put yourself in the position of being what I would call a distribution toll booth. A distribution toll booth, all right? The entire marketing game has changed forever. And the number one, it's not the internet, by the way, the number one marketing modality, the thing that tops the list all the time in terms of credibility, trust, and everything else, is WOM, word of mouth. And when you consider that the internet did change the whole game, the whole marketing game, in terms of distribution, It has completely flattened the entire distribution model. It's eliminated all the chains in the distribution link, links in the chain, and everything today that you want to buy, from jelly beans to jet planes, you can buy direct from the manufacturer if you want to. Now, that doesn't mean you want to, and that doesn't mean the end of salespeople or the end of marketing people, not at all. In fact, I project that the next 5 or 10 years, the distribution game is going to grow in an unprecedented way. Why? Well, either because of by choice or by chance, meaning people are going to choose to get into the distribution game because they're either losing their job or they don't want to have somebody else control their future, or they want control over their future and they want control over their money. They want to be able to direct how they make their money. For either of those two reasons, many of these people are going to wind up in the distribution game. And as more and more corporate jobs get outsourced and eliminated, and people realize that just trading time for money, personal services, is wonderful. However, you get up every day and you have to do it all over again. There's no longevity to it. There's no leverage to it. Those of us who play the distribution game, instead of serving our corporate customers, we will be serving our customers. And so, in my estimation, and this is just one man's opinion, if you start today, or if you've already started, that's wonderful, you're on your way, to build a community where you can be the distribution toll booth and take a little piece of every time that person buys a product, you are in the path of distribution. Instead of thinking about building a job for yourself, you build a community of people who want something, and you position yourself as that distribution toll booth. Within 3, 4, 5, 6 years, even if you take the slow boat, you can have enough people in your community buying a product from somebody that you can get a small piece of. And if you look at most of the successful businesses, most of the successful organizations, even successful self-employed people who are not just working, trading time for money, but are creating a residual value to their effort, are positioning themselves in the path of distribution. Now, the path of distribution is just a way of looking at this. Being a distribution toll booth is a way of looking at this. There's lots of names for or labels for this. All right, direct selling. You can call it multi-level. You can call it networking. You can call it whatever you want to call it. All right, the label is not what's important here. What's important here is that you get that the future of marketing is going to be, and it already is, but it's going to accelerate at a pace beyond which most of us can keep up. And if we don't catch this train, if we stand on the platform and watch this train go by, waiting for the next one, figuring there's another one, there's always going to be another train. So don't let anybody ever talk you to jump on a train before you're ready. On the other hand, I strongly urge you not to wait on the platform for the perfect train to come along and wind up missing the train. I've been known for a statement. I've been using it for 15 years. I've been speaking a lot about it, and I'll share it with you tonight. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every time. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every time. And I have stood personally on the side of the platform waiting for the train, not getting on the train, waiting for the next train, not getting on the train, because I wanted it to be the perfect train. There is no perfect train. There's no perfect work. There's no perfect company. There's no perfect business. There's no perfect asset. There's no perfect anything. The idea of the new game is adaptability. You get in the game. You step up to the plate. You swing the bat. Whether you get a hit or not, guess what? You're going to get another shot at swinging the bat. And as long as you keep swinging the bat, you really can never lose the game. Now, with respect to this distribution, this next new game of distribution. I'm going to now throw out two words, and I've waited purposely, and probably most of you kind of expect this, but that's okay. But I've waited this long because I felt by now you might have been able to bracket off the past from the present, all right? And I did this at a seminar. Shirley, you were at this seminar a couple of years ago, and I threw out these two words, and I said, tell me what comes up for you when I throw out these two words. And we could actually do this. You guys are out there? Okay. If you want to join in, I just want to hear your reaction to something, but I'm going to ask you to please not use this as a... If you've got background noise, just try to keep it quiet for a second.
Sorry, smoked.
You can hit the number 6 on your phone if you're talking, and that will mute your phone.
How was it last night?
Okay, please, if we need your cooperation on this, because I this is
you
really
bring
cool.
The one.
Well, it's okay. So here's what I'd like you to do. If you would be kind enough to tell me what comes up for you when I use these two words, you can hit the number 6 and come back in. But I'm going to ask you to hang in there because I'm going to give you a new way of looking at this that I believe will absolutely change the game for you and give you a shot to create in 1 year, join us for a challenge, and in 1 year, put yourself on the path of financial independence and, quite frankly, have the opportunity to achieve financial independence in the next 12 months, all right? So here's the two words, and I want you to come back on, and I want you to give me your initial reaction to this when I say the two words are network marketing. You can hit your number 6 button.
Huh?
Okay,
no,
so...
I was saying them. He's like, all right, well, I'm going to hit the call. And,
sir,
I want y'all to tell me what y'all think about.
I can't believe this. Sir, can you hear me? You're speaking over top of our call. If you'd be kind enough to hit the number 6 button, that would be great. And mute your phone. Thank you very much. Okay, so for those of you who are still with us, I want you to share with me your reaction to, not your response to, your reaction to the words network marketing. Nobody has any reaction?
Actually, Mitch, it doesn't make me feel very comfortable. It has such a horrible reputation to date.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. So, horrible reputation, okay? Those are two words that come up. Give me your words that come up, because we're going to do something here that I believe is going to absolutely transform your world. So please, share with me good, bad, or indifferent.
I think it's a great thing. I've always felt like network marketing is the way to go.
Network marketing is a great thing. Terrific. What else?
What about discomfort in terms of other people's reactions? Do you have to deal with them?
Yes.
Never mind your own reaction, how other people are going to deal with you.
Absolutely. Total discomfort because why? Oh, yeah. Everybody's had a bad experience in the past, right?
That's right.
Okay, good. Other people, share with me what comes up for you when you hear the words network marketing?
Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce?
Freedom.
Freedom. I'm curious, the Chamber of Commerce, what was that about?
Networking.
Networking. Okay, good. Networking, Chamber of Commerce. What else comes up for you?
Pushy.
Pushy. Yes. Okay, what else?
Prospecting.
Anybody else want to share what comes up for you?
Forget it.
Forget it. Okay, good. Forget it. Now, anybody else before we go back?
Good girl.
No way, never going to get involved.
No way, never going to get involved. Okay, good, good. By the way, are there words in your business, just out of curiosity, for you to think about this? Because, you know, the words network marketing, they don't really mean anything other than what... Sir, if you'd be kind enough to hit the number 6 and mute your background noise, we'd appreciate it. Okay? Anybody else? Network marketing. Oh, what I was saying is this. You have something in your business that your customers conceivably could react to with the same level of passion, good, bad, or indifferent, as those words network marketing. I could have said used car salesman, right? Is that true? I probably could have said, and no offense to used car salesmen, but as an industry, is there an industry out there that you can think of that has earned more of a tarnished reputation than the quote-unquote network marketing industry? And I don't know, other than maybe used cars, and other maybe than some people would say lawyers, although I know a lot of lawyers and love most of them. Now, the reason I bring this up is critical, because whether or not you ever do it or don't do it, this is a critical, critical lesson. Network marketing is not a business. It's not an industry. All network marketing is a marketing method. It's a marketing modality. And if you looked around at some of the biggest companies in the world right now, what you would find behind the scenes is that many of them are shifting to the word-of-mouth marketing model as opposed to the traditional marketing model, which is an advertising, promotion, direct mail, direct marketing. Okay, I'm going to stay in Q&A mode, so if you guys want to come out and play, you're going to hit the 6 key, okay? Now, think about this for a second. Network marketing is not a business. It's a marketing model. And more companies, because they recognize the cost of distribution eats up so much of their profit, that companies are starting to look at this word-of-mouth marketing model as the answer to keeping them viable. Why? Because statistically, something like two-thirds of the people who buy what they buy it based on the word of somebody else. All right? So when you consider, I do, when I buy something, I call people who I know, I get recommendations, and then I buy. Maybe I'll do a little research. Here's the distinction that we're going to make. And if you can hang in there for this, whether you decide to ever get involved in a residual income vehicle or not, that's up to you. But if you do, this is going to give you a way to language this so that you can clear the past with people and that you can introduce them to what I believe to be maybe the only game that can absolutely ensure your financial independence. And when you consider that it is the only residual income game that you have total control over, that you can predict, that you can make happen if you choose to make happen, that means that as a money game, the residual income game is a lower risk, higher leverage game than the investment game, than the business game, in many cases the real estate game, unless you know what you're doing. People in the real estate game would argue with me, and they'd have a good argument, but we're not comparing one game is better than the other game. What we're looking at here is that this is a game that anybody can do, but 99% of the people don't. We believe we've come up with the reason why, and we also believe we've come up with the way in which you can turn a residual income for yourself into a lifetime income, I won't say in 1 year, but absolutely certainly in 3 to 5 years. Here's the distinction. I don't look at network marketing as a business. I look at network marketing as a club. I look at it as more part of your investment portfolio, even though it's not an investment. But if you were to look at it as an investment, part of your investment portfolio, and you were to look at what are the different places that you could invest, let's say, less than $1,000 and about $130 a month, most of which is tax deductible, and that investment could generate, how much, Shirley, can we generate? Up to what ridiculous amount of money?
$5.2 million a year.
$5.2 million a year.
Residual.
Now, we're not here to say that you or anybody else is going to make $5.2 million a year. However, there is a predictable model that if you said, I want to make $5.2 million a year, we could show you exactly how to do it. We could show you step by step how to do it, how long it would take, what it would take, and if you work backwards from that, and you keep going until you get there, you can make $5.2 million. Why? Because unlike investments that are influenced by outside forces, by economics, this is not influenced. If you follow the path and you play the game, you will get there. Now, you might have a modest residual income choice of $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000. That's fine. The reframe around that we're playing this game is that we don't want to build network marketing as a business because businesses fail 95 to 98% of the time. However, the question you would ask yourself is this. What if I got into a club? Back in 1980, we did financial planning and we created investment clubs. And the ante to get into the investment club was $2,000, and we pooled 25 people's monies. So we raised $50,000, we created a club, and those people met quarterly. And we took that money, that $50,000, and each of those people who were part of that club owned 1/25th, or if they had two shares, 2/25ths of that club. And if we got 10%, 12%, 15%, that money got split evenly amongst everybody in the club. The way I envision the future of residual income is not as a business, because as a business, it's way too hard, it's got way too much baggage, and quite frankly, I don't even want to play it as a business. I've got enough businesses to deal with. However, as a club, as a residual income team, let's say, the question is, is there any other vehicle out there that you can use for under $1,000 and $130 a month, let's say, where you could build a six-figure or five-figure residual income? If there is, you should hop all over it with both feet because it will take you to the finish line and it's going to give you a much better chance of being successful financially and achieving that magical state of being. If you don't have that vehicle, then I would encourage you to look at some organization that has a that uses a network marketing model and go out and instead of recruiting people to get into the business, ask people if they would like to be part of your residual income team. We are creating a residual income team. Actually, we've actually created a residual income team, and there's dozens and dozens of people who are now earning residual incomes with us anywhere from a few hundred dollars a month to stave off, which is what most people would experience as bankruptcy, which I think most bankruptcy, Shirley, what is it, a couple of hundred dollars a month?
Yeah.
Differential?
It's about $300 a month would prevent most bankruptcies.
So for people who are struggling and need a few extra $100 a month, it can work for them. They can be part of the club. They can be part of the team. For people who say, you know what, I would really like to be at the high end of this. I would like to create a five-figure or a six-figure residual income. We can show you people who are literally knocking down $200,000, $300,000, $400,000. There's a good friend of ours who is on our team who's 78 years old, and the man is earning $1 million a year. Now, he understands math, and when he approached me 3 years ago and said, Mitch, join my team, I don't care what you're doing, just get in the game and put your ante in and bring two people to the game with you. That's the criteria. You just get in the game, you stay in the game, don't leave the game, and bring two people into the club with you. And then you help those two people find their two people. That's the game in a nutshell. If you do that over 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, There is nothing on the outside that can possibly stop you from having a lifetime of residual income. And when you consider where you might be 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, chances are good you're going to still be working. Well, one of the things that we've learned over the years is that if you look at this as a game and you develop a team, and the ante to get into the game and to play with the team is very simple. It's upfront investment, less than $1,000, $130 a month, willingness to stay in the game, and a willingness to bring two people into the game. That's the entire game. And if those two people bring in two people, and if you don't break the chain, there is nothing on the outside that can stop you from in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, having the choice to do whatever you want to do because your economics are handled for you. Now, you might say to yourself, well, why isn't everybody playing this game? Well, there's a lot of people who do play this game, except they get stuck in the idea that it's a business. And if you get stuck with the idea that it's a business, when you consider the failure rate in business, you're already stepping into a game with 19-1 odds against you. Well, those are pretty hefty odds to build a business. So I say forget the business. It's not a business. It's a game. And the idea of the game is like an investment club, is to pool your assets, pool your resources, get the economies of scale, find a couple of other people who you want to join the game, bring into the game, and then continue that process along. Unlike a lot of other games where, like, for example, in business, there are very few businesses that you can make a lifetime of income, even active income, with just two people in the game. I don't know really of anybody who's built any kind of long-term, consistent, predictable, stable income with just two people in the game. Now, I'm sure it's happened, but it's the exception, not the rule. So if you were to look at it this way, let's say if you're among the top 2% of people who are already financially independent, you probably don't need this game, and you might not want to play this game. If you're in the 98% of us who are not yet financially independent, but on the way to financial independence, it would be very smart of you to take a portion of your investment portfolio and instead of putting it into another stock or another bond or maybe even an IRA, for example, we did a 7-year comparison of $2,000 going into an IRA at 10% interest. At the end of 7 years, you have approximately $30,000. If you took that very same approach, that same $2,000 a year, and you put it into a residual income vehicle, and you had your residual income team in place, at the end of 7 years, that would grow to $30,000 of residual income per year, and that's conservative. When my son turns 18, he's going to get into this game, and instead of putting $2,000 into an IRA that he won't see for 40 years, he's going to put $2,000 into a residual income game. He's going to get two of his friends to join him, and in 5, 6, 7 years, by the time he's 25 years old, he's going to be sitting on enough residual income that he can choose to take any job he wants because he doesn't necessarily have to work just to make a living. In my estimation, that is going to be the future of the new game of money. People are going to work at an active job because they're going to do something they want to do, they love to do, that they enjoy doing, but they're going to look to build their income off of a residual income vehicle. So for whatever it's worth to you from winning the new game of money, the marketing model that you want to be looking at is the distribution model. And there's two ways you can make money in the distribution model. One is you find a product that other people love, not that you love. Okay? Let me repeat that. Find a product that other people love, that other people want, that other people will buy, and that is consumable. Meaning every month, every 2 months, every 3 months, twice a year, three times a year, whatever that number is, they buy it again. They buy it again, and they buy it again. Why? Because they use it up, and they buy it again. If you want to be in the path of distribution and put yourself in the position of toll booth, find yourself a product or a product line that people want, and then put yourself in that path. And if you go out and find even 500 customers over the next 5 years, even if each of those customers only made you $100 a year, that's $50,000 of income. At residual income, that gives you a lot more choice and a lot more freedom than not having $50,000 of residual income provide you. That's one way you can do it. That's the harder way, because you have to find customers one at a time, 10 at a time, 20 at a time. You got to get them to like the product, be on the product, want the product, and stay on the product. And for those of us that sell products that are consumable, we know how the biggest challenge is keeping people on the consumable product so that next month they reorder and next month they reorder. The easier way to do it is the pure residual income model. And that is you get other people to work for you. And there's no better way to get other people to work for you than using the direct marketing model. And so what I want to introduce you to real quick, and this is where I'm going to bring Shirley back to talk a little bit more about the specifics of this. I personally believe that the reason most people who get into any kind of a business or a network marketing or residual income model fail is because they put too much of an emphasis on the product. We want to talk about the income, not the product. In fact, my feeling is the product is fourth on the list of importance when it comes to picking a residual income model or a residual income vehicle. The first thing and the most important thing is the doability of the compensation. How doable is it? In my estimation, the second thing is your team. Your team, your coaching team, your associates. Why? Because no one residual income vehicle will necessarily be around for the next 20 or 30 years. So if you have a good team and you ride that horse for 5, 6, 7 years and that horse all of a sudden runs its course, as a team, you can pick up and move to a different vehicle. Whereas if you get locked into the products or you get locked into the company or you become too excited about something that other people don't get excited about and you wind up where the company takes a turn and that turn doesn't benefit you, you're not in as strong a position as if you build a solid team and then when that horse runs its course, if need be, you can pick up and move to another vehicle. And that's how most people have made their financial windfalls over the years. So we've chosen a vehicle after literally looking at dozens and dozens of different ones. And my partner, Shirley, Jimmy, a couple of other people who are all six-figure income earners, we've chosen a vehicle that gives you the best chance for success in making this residual income work for you. And the third thing on the list after compensation and a doable money plan and management team is the growth curve. Is this particular company or is this particular industry in momentum? Are they moving up or have they plateaued? It's much more difficult to get involved in anything that's already hit its peak than if you catch something that's on the way up. And the fourth thing is the products. And so when I look at bringing people into this residual income team, I'm really not so much interested, or I'm less interested in the products, because the truth is you could give away the products if you want to. you don't have to use the products. The idea that people throw out that you have to be in love with your products, you have to believe in them, well, that may be true, but none of that really is relevant. What's relevant is that other people care about the products. If you're going to create a distribution toll booth, then what matters is that other people want to consume the products every month over and over again. If you choose to use the economic model, then we feel as though we have right now, we've got the best chance of you achieving financial interdependence, if not on July 7th, 2007, then certainly within the next couple of years. And so we've chosen a model and we've chosen a company that has consumable products, reusable products for those people who want to build the distribution model, but we've chosen a company that has by far, hands down, the simplest, most doable, and easiest compensation plan out there, taking all of the negatives of past compensation plans and putting them aside, and essentially creating a simple binary process where, I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember the old, I think it was the Clairol commercial or a hairspray commercial, you know, you tell two people, they tell two people, and before you know it, the whole world is using it. So, Shirley, if you would be kind enough, maybe we can talk a little bit about, for those of you who want to still hang in here, let me give you an idea of how we're going to resolve this call tonight. And if you're interested to talk further, then you can contact me personally, and we can discuss whether or not you want to be part of our team. If not, that's fine. Hopefully you've gotten some good strategies, some good ideas, some good distinctions tonight that you might be able to use in whatever else you're doing, and certainly apply some of these very same concepts to whatever kind of work you do or whatever kind of active, passive, or residual income vehicles that you would like to pursue. But essentially, here is it in a nutshell. The company that we've chosen is a company called Isagenics. And Shirley, the reason that we've chosen this company predominantly, why did you choose them?
Well, I came from another company, so I made a big move whenever I went to Isagenics. And the reason that I chose them was basically the most important thing to me, of course, if I'm going to be in a game that produces money, I want to make sure that it has the best pay plan that I can possibly find. The management team, I want to know where this company is going and what their plans are, and will they be around for the long term? The last thing you want to do is put your efforts into something and then, you know, have it fall apart, you know, in a few years. And so the very, very strong management team. The products are very important, although I was in a company that had very good products. So to get away from that, but I felt that these products actually appealed to a broader base of the population than the other one did. It's all in the nutrition and the wellness. But those were the things that were really, really important to me. But since I am in a mode of making money, earning a living, and making sure that it's residual for the lifestyle that I feel like I deserve and that I want, the compensation plan or the pay plan, to me, is one of the most important things that there is. The company is a new company. It's just now 4 years old. It's gone through all those little trials and everything that any new company has when they first start out. So they are very financially solid. They've already created four $1 million a year earners in just that very, very short time, seven actual millionaires.
And that compares to how many in the last company that was 10 or 12 years, almost, what,
14
two?
Years with no millionaires.
No millionaires.
Yeah. No million-dollar a year owner, earners.
And that just goes to show you the difference between what two different compensation plans can mean.
Exactly. Their infrastructure is there, prepared to expand to meet the needs of a billion-dollar company, so that shows where their vision is and what they're doing, but they're already prepared for that. Timing is just absolutely incredible. They are just now just starting on that verge of momentum in 4 short years. And, I mean, it's grown very well, but it is right now, it went from like $5 million a month last December to $11 million this past month.
So they've kind of started to hit some momentum.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've had a lot of great exposure, been featured on 8 different network newscasts. So there's a lot of interest in the products and what the benefits are from them. So that's on the product side. But from the income side, or if you want to call it an investment, which like Mitch said, it's not an investment, but from that aspect, I've never seen anything that even comes close to this. The other thing the company does, and this works twofold, it works for the company and it also works for the distributor, and that is they guarantee that they will pay out 50 cents on every sales dollar that comes into the company, and that is a guarantee. That is in the contract. I know of no other company that will do that. So they may have a verbiage that says they'll pay up to a certain percentage, but they don't guarantee that it will be 50 cents on every dollar.
So essentially, what they've done is they've completely eliminated all the extraneous, and they said the single most important person in the company is the associate.
Yes.
Essentially. And they're willing to eliminate all of their other expenses, marketing, advertising, promotion, and go completely on a word-of-mouth model, which is essentially what it is, right? It's 100% word-of-mouth model.
Yes, it is.
Now, I just want to show you how simple this is. And it's so simple that for most of us, we would find some reason to make it more complicated. And what's amazing about the human psyche, and I'm as guilty of it as the next person, probably more guilty than many, is whenever something is simple, I tend to look for how I can make it harder. Okay. Now, I don't know how that fits with some of you that are on the line, but for years I have looked at things that are very simple, and most really good things are simple. And because of that past baggage, because of that stimulus response model, I had all these notions and beliefs that were in the way, and most of the time that's enough to stop you dead in your tracks. You know, it doesn't take a big stick in the spoke of your bicycle wheel to send you head over heels. And when I opened the lines up and I said, you know, what is your past, what's your reaction to those words, network marketing, one of the reasons I didn't bring it up, and not to be deceptive in any way, but because we are so loaded with notions and beliefs and past experiences, that if a great opportunity came up and smacked us right upside the head, most of us wouldn't even know it because we'd be so ready to fight the battle of the past. And so let me tell you how simple this really is. And I'm not kidding when I say it is this simple. All right? First thing is forget about it as a business. Forget that. Put it out of your mind. I won't even use the word business beyond this conversation because that word alone disqualifies 70-80% of the people. So the first thing is it's not a business, it's a team, it's a club, all right? And here's the entire game. I believe it's $967 one-time investment. There's no other investment really that you can leverage into 5 or 6 figures with that little upfront amount. It's about $130 a month somewhere, $140 a month, No different than if you were to put that money into an IRA. No different if you were to put that money into a mutual fund and dollar cost average, let's say, over the next 5 or 10 or 15 years. Okay? So from an economic point of view, anybody can get in this game. And believe me, there are people who have borrowed more than that kind of money to buy crazy investments in businesses that had almost no chance of paying off. And here's the third component, and that is you've got to bring two people into the game. You can bring 22, you can bring 52, but that's not what we're asking. What we're saying is if you have $967 and you can afford to invest $130 to $140 a month, most of which is tax deductible, all right, or a good portion of it, and there are two people on the planet that you believe you could bring into this game and be part of the team, whatever their perceptions are. See, the idea that this is just transportation, all the other stuff is baggage. If you look at this as you want to get from point A to point B. Point B is at some point to have a residual income enough that even if you wanted to take a month off, you could, and then work 11 months out of the year. And if you wanted to have that residual income, you could absolutely have it as long as you don't quit. And as long as you don't let all the other baggage and the past nonsense get in the way. Because guess what? This is a very simple thing. It's transportation. You're going to hop on a vehicle that's going to take you from where you are to where you want to be predictably, safely, securely, and within your own control. And all you have to do is join the team. $967, and you can actually get in for less, but we're telling you that because that's the quickest, fastest, easiest way for you to get in the game and replicate. $130 to $140 a month and two people. If you cannot do that, then this is not a game for you, all right? If you can do that, and you can suspend your disbelief, and you can stay in the game, and you can be part of a team that is going to be totally supportive of you getting where you want to go, you can make this work for you. Everything that's in the way is between your ears.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say, because all of this is very doable. All of those if things are very easy to work through.
And we're actually, the thing that we're going to be adding value, because the truth is, whether you join us or not, you deserve to have a residual income. We all do. Whether it's with our team or some other team, you deserve not to allow your past to be prelude to your future. You deserve to allow your past to stay in the past, just like if you made a bad investment. Just, hey, I invested in real estate in the 1980s and I lost $3 million. Does that mean I'm never going to invest in real estate again? No. Of course I'm going to invest in real estate again. I bought a mutual fund in the 1980s for $10,000, and about a year later it was worth about $1,000. Did that mean I never invested in a mutual fund again? No. All right? Some of you may have invested in a business, and maybe the business didn't work out. Does that mean you should bet all businesses are bet? No. So if by some chance you can bracket the past off and you can embrace what we're saying tonight in terms of finding yourself a residual income vehicle, use it as transportation to get you where you want to go, decide what kind of income you want, search out, look at the different options out there, pick one that works for you, hop on that horse and ride it, and don't worry about anything that anybody else says because you're doing this for yourself. This is all about you, your family, your loved ones, who also deserve to have that freedom, that's at least that independence. And so if you feel like you might want to play with us, I'm going to give you some incentives, all right? And then before I do that, Shirley, was there anything more that you wanted to add? Because, you know, you've got such a wealth of insight into this particular company, which also, by the way, includes people like Jack Canfield and John Gray. Anything else, Shirley, that you wanted to interject?
Well, just that I know that everybody doesn't have a goal to make $5.2 million yet. But I find that as people become more successful, then their goals are also increased. And with this pay plan, you can reach it, like Mitch said earlier, if it's, you know, if you want to make $1,000 a month, if you want $500 a month, this is all doable. And it's just like if you follow the plan, then you will get X amount of dollars, whatever your goal is. If you do this, you're going to get that. And it's very, very, it's cut and dried.
So in other words, it's actually predictable.
Yes.
All right. So you decide, you work backwards, and you come up with a realistic, not a pie-in-the-sky number, not a ridiculous number, but in 1 year from July 7th, and I personally set July 7th, 2007, 07-07-07. I just like the ring of it. That's my goal. Now, if I hit the goal or I don't hit the goal, so what? I know this. 1 year from now, wherever I am in residual income, that's that much more residual income than I will have if I wait another year or wait another year or use my past experience to make me gun-shy. When Jimmy Smith called me 3 years ago, Jimmy Smith is the gentleman who earns about $1 million. I think he's past that now.
Over, yes.
Yeah, he's over $1 million. And he said to me, Mitch, you have to do this. I don't care whatever else you're doing. You have to do this. And I said, oh, I'm busy. I've got other things, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm too busy working. I'm too busy working. Sorry, Jimmy. And he said, I'm telling you, you're going to miss this train. And, you know, he just put it out there, and he let me choose. And I chose to say no. And that was the most expensive no, one of the most expensive no's, if not the most expensive no that I ever said. Because at this point, 3 years later, all I had to do was say yes, and I would be sitting on a six-figure residual income. And even for people who earn six figures, you know, even if you already have a very successful business, even if you have a tremendous net worth, why not diversify your portfolio a little bit more and join a club, a group of people who will support you unconditionally? And whether it's, you know, you do it because you like to serve people, or you do it for the money, or you do it to be part of a team, whatever it may be, this is a smart way to leverage less than $1,000, $130 a month. The 900 and something gets you in the game. The 130 keeps you in the game. And the two people are the leverage that enables you to start to leverage those people into two others. And all you have to do is ensure that nobody breaks the chain. If somebody breaks the chain, you got to replace that link in the chain. That's the whole game. And so I'm on a pace right now where I'm looking for people who would love to play with us, and we're not going to give you any of the details tonight. We're not going to pitch you on signing up or doing anything tonight. However, for the next 3 weeks, I'm looking for 10 people who the next 10 people that get into the game with us, for the next year, we're going to give you a huge bonus gift. We're going to give you essentially what amounts to close to $7,000 in training, coaching, personal attention. And why? Because we are totally committed for you to make it. And that's not to say if you're not one of the next 10 people, you're going to get less treatment. No. But for the next 10 people, because I have a personal goal that I'm looking to accomplish this month. And so if you're one of the people who wants to get in the game sooner rather than later, and you decide that this is the month that you're willing to get in the game and play with us, we're going to give you life skills training. We're going to give you business training. We're going to give you personal coaching. We're actually even going to create some tools for you to use that will enable you to help people clear the past so that when you're out talking to people, in fact, one of the things that we're going to teach you is how to completely eliminate rejection. We have a program called Rejection Proof Networking, and it works whether you do network marketing, whether you do business marketing, whether you're a coach or a consultant, whether you sell computers, whatever it is. So we're going to give you, if you're one of the next 10 people, we're going to give you a package of things that are going to help you in your core business if you have one. But most important of all is you're going to get us, our team, for the next year to totally support you in getting where you want to go. And so the bottom line to this whole conversation is this. The game is simple. The game is a residual income money game. The ante is about $960, something in that range, one time, and about $130 a month. The commitment is that you will bring two people into the game or the club or the team, however you want to look at it, and the next 10 people who do this month will get a bundle of stuff that we'll talk about if you decide to follow up with us. And what we really would like you to do is to be committed to stay in the game and not allow anything from the outside to convince you that you're not in the right game. And we're going to do everything in our power to keep you in the game and bracket off anything outside of you that might discourage you or dissuade you from staying in the game. Because the truth of the matter is, if you get in this game and you stay in this game, you will win the game. The only way that you're going to lose the game is if you get out of the game. And so, kind of, Shirley, is there anything more that you wanted to say in closing?
No, other than, you know, this is just the best thing I've ever found. That's my personal belief in this, and it has certainly paid off for me and for many other people. So it's just a matter of, you know, if you're ready, if you're looking to do something, this would be the one I'd recommend for sure. That's what I did, and that's what Mitch did.
Yeah, and if you're not ready for this game or this game is not for you, then at least if we've been able to give you a new way to frame this game of money, then hopefully this has been valuable for you. Because the truth of the matter is a month, a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years from now, most of us are still going to be working at something. And every year that goes by is one less year of compounded residual income. And residual income works very much like compound interest. Residual income, sums of money. On the other hand, just like if compound interest, if you put away money and then you keep taking it out, and you put it away and you take it out, you break the compounding, it's no different. So if you leave the game and get back in, and then you join a team and you quit the team, and then you join another team and you get the hot new team, if that's your game, then that's really not what we're looking for. We're looking for somebody who enjoys us, who wants to have some fun in the game, who feels as though we're a credible team to play with. You do your due diligence, of course, and you make sure that this is right for you. And if it is, then we would welcome you. Your next step, if you would like to find out more about this, is I'm going to give you my personal phone number, and I would encourage you to make a call. You're welcome to email, too. My personal phone number is 973-736-1304. My email is mitch@thenewgame.com, and if you send me an email, just put residual income in the subject line, and what we will do is we will have a personal conversation with you to make sure that this is right for you, that the timing is right for you, all right? We're not going to use any hype. We're not going to use any scarcity. We're not going to tell you to get in now, because if you don't get in now, the opportunity is going to pass you by. All of that is nonsense. If it's right for you, you'll know it. If we're right for you, you'll know it. If it's not, God bless you. We encourage you to continue your relationship with us in the new game, because this is just one of the games that we're playing. We're going to be playing quite a few new games over the next 6 months to a year that we're very excited about. But there's not too many games out there that have the potential to leverage less than $1,000 and $130 a month and two people into a lifetime of residual income. We found that vehicle. And so we're going to ride this for all it's worth. Shirley, any last parting comments?
No, Mitch, you've done a great job in explaining the benefits. So,
well, thank you
very
so
much.
I appreciate you being on the call. Shirley is one of our teammates. Shirley is really one of our coaches. And Shirley is an executive with the company. She's also a six-figure earner, as are three of our other leaders in our on our team. And so if you decide that this is something you want to pursue, either give me a call or feel free to send me an email. If you feel like you're ready to do something and you want to be one of the next 10 people.
Hello?
Yes?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mitch. You'll repeat your number and your email address.
Okay.
I hate to interrupt.
That's
you.
Okay. My
okay.
phone number again is 973-736-1304.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my email is mitch@thenewgame.com. Mitch@thenewgame.com.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
My pleasure. And so if you've gotten some value out of this, whether or not you decide to join us, I would love to hear from you. If you felt as though there were some things that you would recommend that we do better, I would love to hear from you, because your contribution and your suggestions are always welcome to improve what we do. We will probably not hold this call again. We have recorded it, so we'll make it available to anybody else who wants to hear it. And I want to thank you all. I am going to open this back up. If you have any questions or if you have any comments or anything you'd like to say, please feel free. I will stick around as long as need be. If you don't have any questions or you don't have any comments or you're ready to leave, I want to thank you again for joining us. I look forward to more and what's next, and keep an eye out for our communications, because the new game is here and we're ready to play.
Hey, Mitch. Hello.
Okay, so if you'd like to say anything or if you have questions, feel free to come on back online. If not, thank you very much for joining us tonight, and I look forward to our next conversation.
We have some people that have some questions, I think.
Okay, great.
Mitch, can you? What's the name of the product, and how do you spell it?
The name of the company is Isagenix, Isagenix. Isagenix.
Mitch, you might want to give your website.
Okay.
That way they can go there and take a look at the products rather than going through Google.
Okay. Here's what you do. You go to thenewgame.isagenix.com. thenewgame.isagenix.com. And that'll take Ashley through my portal.
thenewgame.isagenix.com.
Isagenix. Okay?
Okay, questions? Thanks.
You're more than welcome. Questions? Anything? Comments? Going once?
Yes, Mitch, my name is Juliet. I want
yes,
to play
Juliet.
That game with you,
okay.
with the team. I want to be one of the 10 for this month.
Okay. So
thank
just
you.
Drop me an email or a call, and I'd be more than delighted to chat with you personally.
Okay.
And thank you very much.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Any other questions, either related to this or otherwise? Can ask other questions if you like.
So what is the $960 for?
That's your ante to get into the game. And essentially what that does is that gives you the opportunity to enroll and find the two people that you want to play the game with, and position those two people essentially in the game with you. And then the $130 a month is to stay in the game. Every game, essentially the way that the structure works is that legally, the thing that distinguishes a real business from what has always been considered a pyramid mm-hmm. is that a real business has real products. And so what keeps the product is what keeps it's really the foundation of the company, because obviously if you don't have product, you just have a scam, you have a scheme.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
So every company has product. And product is very important, because if you don't have quality product, just like anything else, people won't continue to use it. We are downplaying the product not because the product is inferior, quite the contrary. You do your due diligence. The product is superior.
In fact, right.
John Gray, the author of Venus and Mars, just came out with his own little product line within Isagenix and exclusively distributing it through Isagenix. And that's how much faith he had in the formulation, the scientific background. You know, but the truth is, and I'm going to make a comment here, for those of you who have either been in the business or in the business, I first got into the network marketing model in 1972. And I've seen something over the past 34 years. Every company has doctors. Every company has celebrities. Every company has scientists. Every company has, you know, so it's, if and every company has the best products, according to them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So every company that you talk to, they tell you about the best products, the best scientists, the best doctors, and the biggest celebrities. So you wind up with a here's the game. The game is dueling celebrities, dueling doctors, you know. Whose product is better? Well, is this the very best product? And all of that stuff gets in the way. Because what people are forgetting is that the product is the vehicle to the compensation.
That's right.
Now, that's not to say that you or I would ever want to represent an inferior product or a detrimental product, okay? So let's not look at this as a black and white thing. But if you have to fall in love with the product, I suggest you don't get into the game. And I don't care what game it is. And I'll tell you what, Chapter 7 of my book, The New Game of Business, says don't fall in love with your products and services. And this is very controversial, especially in the network marketing industry, where there seems to be a mantra mm-hmm. that says you have to be a product of your product.
Mm-hmm.
And I would take issue with that. There are lots of people who sell products that they don't buy, that they don't use, and they make a very nice living selling them or representing them. So the idea that you have to be a product of the product in order to believe in it, I believe is one of the most detrimental mistakes made, and it's one of the reasons why there's such a very low success rate in this industry, is because if in order for you to represent something, you have to like the product, then you're going to be stuck finding other people who feel as strongly as you do. And if you don't like the product, then you won't represent that particular organization. That's okay, but you could be passing up a huge opportunity because millions of other people might like that product. And that's the core of business. The core of a business is not whether you like your product. It's whether your customers like the product. So would you rather represent a product that you love but very few other people want, or would you rather represent a product that you don't care either way about but lots and lots and lots of people want? That's a very interesting question to ponder. And most people think in terms of, I have to love the product, and I say that's not true.
Well, if you're already in it, then what?
Well, no, that's okay. What Mitch is saying is, now, take me for instance. I do love the products, but I also love the compensation plan, too. But I use these products every single day.
But just because somebody might not feel exactly the way I do about the products should not keep them from taking advantage of the other part that this company offers, which is the income.
Right. And what I'm asking is if you're already in the business.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so you have to pay that $960.
Well, if you're already in with Isagenix, then you are already in that company, then you wouldn't be joining our team. You're already in the game with them, and it would be unethical for us to try to convince you to leave and come with us. That's not why we're here. And there may be somebody who is with Isagenix. Is that the case with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in that case, then what I would suggest is to make it work where you already are. We can help you. We can't help you in terms of you working with us as part of our team, but I would be more than delighted to give you some tools that will help you to make it work for you where you already are.
Charlotte.
Create another entity.
No, Charlotte and Myra, you are already in the team.
Yeah,
okay, you guys are with us already.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm aware you are on our team already.
And
so.
Juliet is as well.
Okay. Well, terrific. Thank
okay.
you very
okay.
much.
Okay. All right. So we're already in the team.
Sure.
Okay. So we just have to build the team, Charlotte.
Yeah.
That's the name of the game.
And that's part of why we invited you to listen to this conversation, was to give you a little bit of a different way of seeing the opportunity, other than just focusing solely on the product.
That's
so,
right.
So okay. We still have the opportunity for personal coaching and training.
Yes, if you're on our team, absolutely. We are going to help you in any which way that we can.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
That's great.
We can change the strategy, right? The strategy we're in now, we can change it to tailor the team.
Yes, and,
right?
And quite honestly, smart business people change their strategy when the strategy they're using is not working.
That's right.
Because if you keep, you know, we all know the definition of insanity. And most of us spend far too much time in insanity. We just don't know it. We repeat the same things over, and we hope that we're going to get a different outcome. What we're doing here tonight is we're giving you some ways to rethink, reframe, and re-language what it is that you do. See, what you do, you're in the transportation business. And if you can see that you're in the transportation business, your goal is to help transport people from where they are financially to where they want to be financially.
Right.
And you've got a vehicle to do that. All the other stuff that gets in the way, as we said earlier, is what's between the two ears. But the truth of the matter is, if you want to get from point A to point B financially, this is a vehicle that can get you there.
That's right.
And it's provable, it's predictable, it's stable, and you can sit down and say, I want to earn this, and this is what I have to do to get there. And whether it takes you 6 months or 6 years, it doesn't matter. It's predictable. You can do it. So if your strategy is not working, change your stimulus response model. Change the stimulus.
That's right.
You'll get a different response. And that's true in any business. If your business is not working the way you want your business to be working, it's not going to work any better by you doing more of what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Got to change.
You've got to change.
Got to change the mode.
Got to be willing to adapt.
Well, I think that what I'm doing is working, but what you just told me tonight is going to work even better when
that's
I go
funny.
To Michigan because... There's a different breed up there.
That's right, Charlotte.
Well, if we've been able to help you that reframe the game, then that's worth all the time and energy
that
we've spent.
Yes.
So before we sign off tonight, were there any other questions or comments or anything else you would like to know?
Well, Mitch, this is Juliet. Yes.
Yes.
The goals, I mean, I have a goal, and by June of next year, it's so ironic that you mentioned that, because I have this goal that I really want to be extremely successful in Isagenix. So I really want to know exactly what this is all about, because I want to start implementing it. I have implemented a lot of things already, but I need to not be doing what I'm doing because it's not going the way I want it to go. So I really want to know what is it that you have that could push me over the edge where I can, like, start flying.
Okay. Well, we can talk about that on another call,
okay,
on one of our training calls, for sure.
Okay.
I'd be more than happy to share that.